Transportation Department spokeswoman Caitlin Fry says construction of a bridge over Ruby Creek's been going on for several weeks now as part of a $6 million project to replace the old structure that was prone to being flooded by runoff from slopes just east of the roadway.
In the past, the water has flooded up and over onto the bridge and onto the highway. So we're trying to avoid that in the future by, you know, addressing some of those concerns with this project.
So far, the department's been able to keep traffic moving through the construction site around milepost 235, with pilot cars leading convoys slowly over a rough one-lane stretch. But Fry says engineers couldn't figure out how to keep the traffic moving safely through the area while crews remove an old culvert there. So she says the department will close the Richardson Highway overnight Thursday to enable crews to remove the pipe.
The road will be completely closed on August 10th at 7 p.m., through the next morning at 7 a.m. So that means that no cars will be getting through during that time.
Fry says the new bridge is already up and was scheduled to be open to traffic over the weekend. She says that'll enable the contractor, Fairbanks-based Great Northwest, to redivert Ruby Creek into its original channel, and that in turn will allow the contractor to get to the old culvert.
So we're trying to get the word out to as many people as possible so that folks can make different plans and try to avoid the area as much as possible.
Fry says the project should be completed by the end of the month. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.